Good evening. You are listening to Palma Talk Radio. This is Faith Ignited. I'm your host, Nancy Burns. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to these episodes that I do always want to leave a message behind in these, on these episodes. I always want to make sure that if somebody needs to hear something, then they hear something that resonates with them, that gives them a sense of hope and peace in their hearts. Before anything, would like to say thank you for listening to Faith Ignited on Palma Talk Radio, where we not only have amazing music, but we have some pretty outstanding podcasts out there. If you guys have not watched the New Friends podcast, you need to watch and catch up to season 3, because it has been a heavy hitting season. Sylvia, the host, is interviewing some amazing people. So I suggest that podcast to you guys. And others that we have that are equally as good. We have our Palma magazine coming out soon, which I am so proud to be a part of the Palma family at this time. And this, it's crazy how you know when there's a divine intervention. You know when God has literally put something in your path and has called you to do something. And most people, we hear the voice of God, but we try to pretend like we didn't hear it, right? Some of us who are not ready to hear what God wants us to do, you know, so for me, and having this platform and being able to come here every Friday and spend some time with you guys has been therapeutic and cathartic and so emotionally satisfying. This podcast has brought me so many stories of hope, so many stories and opportunities for us to reignite our faith. That's what this show is about. It's about not necessarily talking religion, I'm talking faith. We have to have the faith that we're going to get through whatever it is that we need to go through, that God's never going to leave us stranded. He just won't do it. He loves us too much. So I am so blessed to be here. But before we start, I want to go ahead and light our candle as we do every week. I include you guys in that. Let me get my matchbook ready to go. This candle here. There we go. As you guys know, I like to have a vibe here on my podcast. I am a Portuguese American girl who's been given the opportunity to do some pretty amazing things. I'm so proud of our culture. I'm so proud to be here representing our culture, enriching us, immersing us into our culture, which is what I know we strive to do here at PAMA. It's all for you guys. It's all for you guys. And if you want to promote something, if you want to talk about your business, if you would like to secure a place where you can have an ad in some of our podcasts, reach out to our social media platforms at PAMA Media, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and Facebook. And we can get you in contact with the right person for that, because this is a great opportunity for people who have businesses to get an ad spot in some of these podcasts that have lots of listeners. And so yeah, again, if you guys have any local businesses or any business that you own that you would like to promote, please reach out to, like I said, our social media or Sylvia Manuela Costa on Facebook. She's the creative director for the magazine, so she is a good person to reach out to. And saying all of that, if this is your first time here with me today, it's nice to finally meet you. And if you are returning, thank you. Thank you for coming back. Today's story, I'm going to get into the story in a little bit, but I am going to take this time right now to wish my husband of 31, almost 32 years together and married. We've been with each other since we were 18 years old. My husband, my best friend, my protector, my healer, my everything. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, baby. His birthday's on Sunday, guys, but I'm getting a chance now because I know he's listening. I know he's listening. So, baby, happy birthday, my love. I love you so much. And one of the stories that I wanted to talk about, I wanted Robert, my husband, to be here so we could kind of tell you guys about our love story and how God works in mysterious ways, right? Robert and I kind of have been going to the same schools since middle school, but we never, ever knew each other. In middle school, we just missed each other. And in high school, he went to Milpitas High for a little bit. I was at Santa Clara High. And then his junior year, he came to my high school. Didn't know him the first year. The second year, when we were all seniors, is when I started to get to know Robert. We had a mutual friend in common, and she was like, oh, I have to go take my friend some shoes he ordered. My husband is a shoe guy, you guys. He's a shoe guy, but he's very particular about his shoes. We're talking collector Jordans and Nike, and you know, he won't ever be disloyal to Nike, Under Armour, and you know, he rocks and represents. That's what I love about my husband. He's so funny without even knowing he's being funny. We laugh together. And if there's one thing I can say when people ask me, how does your relationship work? And laughing together is so important. Communication, yes, is key. But if your partner can make you laugh and you can make your partner laugh, and you guys can just laugh about nothing and think it's the funniest thing, that's genuine, genuine happiness. I'm most happy when I'm spending time with my husband, and I know that sounds maybe foreign to some of you out there who are married, but my husband is my best friend, and he is not to get confused with my bestie. My husband is my best friend. He is the one that I go to in my life. He's my legs, literally, when I cannot walk anymore. He's been an angel in my life. He's an amazing father. And he's even a more amazing grandfather. You really get to know your spouse, I think, all over again when you get to become grandparents together. I never could imagine having more love. We loved our daughter so much, I couldn't imagine how would I love this other being. And I fell in love with Nora, the firstborn, the moment I heard her heartbeat. I would go to the OBGYN appointments with Chelsea. Her partner had to work. And I would be so blessed to get to see and hear my granddaughter in her tummy. And then also when she got pregnant with Luca, same thing. I went to the OBGYN appointments with her. And to see my husband be a pops, I mean, forget it, you guys. It melts my heart. It melts my heart when I see my husband, you know, tickling or laughing or playing with the grandkids. It's just, I fall in love with him all over again. And I know it's crazy, but it's true. And so today's story, I wanted to pick a story, a love story. I don't think I've done a love story on here. But as I was saying, Robert and I, we went to high school together, and we did not speak to each other until a week before we graduated. I spoke to him a little bit, and then the week of rehearsal for graduation, I spoke to him a little bit more. And we had this cute thing with our pinky that we would do, where we would just wave like hello with our pinky, you know, back up and down, kind of incognito, just kind of waving. And God, we were such babies. We were such babies. If we knew then what we know now, I don't know that we do things differently. We've done things, we've learned hard lessons, but we've also had some beautiful, beautiful, beautiful family time. And it's just been blessings. Is our life perfect? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Do we have problems like everybody else? Absolutely. But our problems, for at least I know Robert and myself, we bring them up pretty pretty immediately if there's a problem or if there's something going on. We bring it up because we don't like to drag out arguments or drag out fights. So long story short, he followed me to 7-Eleven getting a Slurpee. He told me I had pretty hair and it was love at first sight. It really, really was. And our grad night was for our whole class to celebrate doing the year together. And Robert and I sat outside. First it was nighttime. Then the wee hours of the morning, we spoke from probably 12, 11 p.m. until 5:30 in the morning. We talked and we talked and we talked. And then I scribbled down my home number. Back then there was no cell phones, 1991. I wrote down my phone number and I thought for sure he was gonna call me. I thought for sure, I was like, no, he's gonna call me. He's gotta call me. I thought we both liked each other. Like, this guy's, he's gonna call me. And I waited the next day. All day I waited and I kept checking to see if anyone took the phone off the hook or if it wasn't working or whatever. I went to my grandmother's phone, who had a separate phone line in our home, and I called the house line and made sure it rang. It was ringing just fine, and I just couldn't believe that he hadn't called, right? So it got to be about 6 o'clock p.m. and there was a call, and I, of course, ran to the phone, and the other line, someone on the other line said, a guy, he said, yeah, may I speak to Nancy? And I said, yeah, this is Nancy. And then I heard Robert's friend go, she's right here, dude. What are you doing? I guess one of the numbers that he read that I wrote down, it somehow transpired into a different number on paper, and he couldn't figure out what the order was of the last four numbers. But when he threw the phone number to his friend and said, you try, I've been trying all day, you try this number. And so his friend called and I answered, and when I knew it was him on the other line, the biggest smile of relief. And I thought, oh my God, he did call. He did call. We did have that spark, right? And that spark continued. We graduated in June. He came for a 4th of July party, my parents' house. Back in those days, you guys who are Portuguese and listening to this, you'll understand this, but my dad was like, oh yeah, you can go, because we wanted to go watch the fireworks together. And he's like, you can go, but you're taking your little cousin with you. My little cousin, she's like my little sister. She's 3 years younger than me. And so here goes my little cousin, Carolina, my sweet little sister. And she's in the back seat. Robert had no, I think they were bucket seats, but none were attached to the car. I remember her sliding all over the back seat. And I remember thinking, this guy is so sort of dangerous, but I love it. I love it. And I could see past the bad boy facade that, you know, every guy tries to put forth. And so I knew he had an amazing heart. I just knew he was one of the good ones. And so from that day, we started doing life together. We shortly after that moved in together, which Portuguese parents were not happy about that. You know, we moved out and, you know, they didn't know Robert too well, and the way I moved out wasn't the best way. I don't recommend it. And I wanted so badly to be near Robert. I just felt like he was the missing piece to my puzzle that I had been missing for all that time. There was a void, and when he came in and stepped in and protected me and fought for me and stayed with me during my crazy episodes of whatever through life, right? And me staying with him through all his things in life, it's a two-way street. We have to both be willing to go hand in hand and willing to put all the trust and surrender your relationship to God and just know that your marriage, your relationships, if he's a God-loving man, you've already won half the battle. And so Robert and I sort of met by chance. I believe there's no chance in this world, so let me correct myself. Robert and I met through divine intervention. Robert and I met through a divine intervention that his friend read that phone number differently and that I picked up on the other end, because we would have never seen each other again because school had ended. We weren't going to be going to classes on Monday. High school was over. I didn't get his number. I just gave him mine. So I believe, and I've always said that, I believe that there was a deep, deep divine intervention that happened. And shortly after that, we got married, or I got pregnant first. I'm sorry, let me back up. I got pregnant first before marriage. And I was 19. We were 19 and scared out of our wits. But we knew that we loved each other, and we knew that our love had gotten us through some pretty difficult times, and that if we love each other, that all things are possible. And so, you know, when I got pregnant for Chelsea, I did everything by the book. We were like, I'll never forget, the nurse said, you're a storybook pregnancy. You did everything right. The weight gain is, I gained 30 pounds. It was like perfect. Everything was, but the family turmoil was strong. But my relationship with him was stronger. And, you know, our parents can't choose who we love, but my parents couldn't have chosen anyone better than my husband. He is as good, if not better, as they get. An outstanding, hardworking, loving, devoted husband and father, and now grandfather. I celebrate you today, baby, because We've had so many birthdays together, more birthdays together than apart. And I know that you like to feel like you're the younger man by 3 weeks, people, by 3 weeks. But I give you that. You are the younger man, so you must listen to the older, wiser person in the relationship. Isn't that how that works? Anyways, guys, I'm going to jump into this story. As always, I don't know what the story is. I read the first two lines. I thought it sounded interestingly enough, and so we're going to read it together. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to read about this love story and how God had a little timing for them that they weren't expecting. So let me read this story and see where this story takes us tonight. Thank you again. You're listening to Faith Ignited. Again, I'm your host, Nancy. Please call me Nancy. Please call me friend. Please call me whenever you need anything. Give me a call. Message me. If you have any questions about the show, or if you would like to be on the show and you would like to share something miraculous that has happened with you, I would love to have you on the show. So get in contact with me if you'd like to be on the show. And let's get into it. Let's get into our story here. All right, let's change up the music and get right into the story. All right, guys, get cozy, get comfy, get settled into your soft, safe, warm, cozy space. Take it all in. Take it all in. I have some waves going on in the background. I relate a lot to water. Water for me is so healing and so powerful. I just, it's incredible what the ocean water can do. And Robert and I, that's one of our favorite things to do, is go to the beach. Go to the beach. So I decided to put the beach on for this story. This is an article written for a blog that's called Misty House. Misty House. The title of this story is God Can Rewrite Your Perfect Love Story. So it starts with, I want to share a brief testimony with you. What I'm about to share is just a tiny piece to a much bigger pictured story. But God has been masterfully working in my life to create and reveal an incredible display of His splendor. Through divine intervention, God has rewritten my love story. No matter where you are in your tale of life, God can intervene and rework your story into a splendid masterpiece. So let me share a piece of our puzzle so that you may be encouraged to see the bigger picture. My husband and I have been happily married for 15 incredible years. but my life has not always been a fairy tale. Before I met my husband, I was deeply wounded. Upon making a choice to disobey God, but I did bite the apple of sin, which led to a life-changing event. I detoured from God's best for me. With just one bite, all of your dreams will come true. Just take a bite. Isn't that so true with people that you know are not good people and they're trying to get you to take a bite of their apple? That happens in everyday life. Goes on to say that this is the lie that the enemy used from the beginning of creation in the Garden of Eden, and it is still being used today to steal, kill, and destroy the hopes, dreams, promise, and lives of God's children. This is the lie that I bit into. Having done so, I veered down a dark and difficult road, which led me to a dead-end, painful divorce. Reaching the end of this road, I also met my wit's end, and it was there in complete brokenness and devastation that I finally just cried out for help. Lost and completely alone in the darkness, I finally looked up and invited God to meet me at my very, very empty well. He showed up and introduced himself to me in a new and personal way. It was there and in that moment that he delivered what I call my love letter from God. This love letter changed the course of my life and rerouted my destiny. It was my roadmap home. This heavenly message lit up the way and led me back to God. It instructed me where and how to go, and it offered me a promise that if I followed this golden path, if I choose to believe this message was from God, then I choose to believe in His promise. And God chose to honor it. Amen. I put my hope and my trust in God and the word spoken to me. In the meantime, while I was following Him, waiting for the promise to be fulfilled, I gave Him my all and my everything. I learned to love God first. I finally put Him first. I shared my pain and my broken dreams and my longings with Him. I dreamed of having a husband and a complete family. I dreamed of being enough for one man, just one. And I placed these dreams into God's perfect hands, God's perfect way, and God's perfect timing. In return for my faithfulness and obedience, to trust Him and look to Him first for all and my everything, He began to sing a new song in my heart. He began to fill the empty spaces and heal the fractured places. He began to satisfy my deepest desires through the outpouring of his living water. I grew strong, joyful, content in his love. This is when he surprised me with a precious gift, a gift of his choosing. A man after God's own heart, my husband. He gave me one man on earth to spend my life with that could love me like he loved me and could see me like he sees me. He gave me a man after my own heart for me. And he gave us both a marriage that reflected a portrait of our union and our relationship. This man he gifted is not perfect, and neither am I. But God chose us to be perfect for one another. And this is what happens when God chooses. He gets it right. He gives it his perfect love. I wish I could have gotten things right from the beginning by choosing to allow God to choose for me. I wish I would have waited then on his promise. But I am so thankful that my past mistakes and failures did not disqualify me from future opportunities to receive blessings. God gave me a new opportunity for a happy ending. God rewrote my love story. And I promise he can do the same for you. Maybe you believe that your past mistakes and failures perhaps disqualify you from receiving God's best for your future. Well, I'm here to tell you that is a lie from the enemy. So if you have bitten that apple, it's time to spit it out and replace it by swallowing the truth of God's word. God's word, his promises, written through his love letter to us. The Bible says, but if we freely admit our sins, when his light uncovers them, he will be faithful to forgive us every time. God is just to forgive us for our sins because of Christ, and he will continue to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. John 1:9. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Through your sins are like scarlet, though your sins are like scarlet, they should be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the best of the land. Isaiah 18, verse 19. Says here, did you catch that? I'm assuming she means all of us reading this. If you are willing to confess your sins to invite God's light into those dark places. And if you are willing to receive His help and instruction, He will forgive you. He will purify you. He will cleanse you, undoing your wrongs, and you shall receive the best. God wants us to receive His best, but in order to receive His best, we must choose to invite and receive Him first. And when we do, oh, will we have a new story to tell and a new song to sing. God rewards us with faithfulness and devotion to Him. In my upcoming book, Emergence, I share the complete telling of God and how He was able to miraculously bring me back from the dead and awaken me from the many hopeless and lifeless places in my life. I share how He was able to transform my story from a terrible tragedy into a sweet romance. I share my love letter from God and how I was delivered through its deliverance. A golden thread runs throughout my story, pulling from the classic tale of Snow White, and is weaved with biblical story of Adam and Eve. It is my redemption story. It is my expression of love, our perfect love story. It is our beautiful love song. Though my sins were scarlet, God has washed me white as snow. He has awakened to me new love, new hope, new dreams, and a new destiny. I share how my love, my true love, my beloved Prince Jesus, first came to me when I called for Him. She goes on to say, "Do you hear His love song calling you?" When we invite God in and allow Him to choose, He can rewrite our wrongful choices. God is able to do the same for you. Maybe you are in a lifeless, loveless, hopeless marriage and in need of a resurrection. Maybe you are single and wishfully dreaming of one day meeting your Prince Charming. Or maybe you are divorced and in a pit of despair and darkness and in the need of light. I'm telling you, God can fill that empty space, and He can breathe life into the dead, dark places. He can turn our wishful thinking into an expectant believing. He can resurrect your loss, misplace false hope. He can turn everything around in due season. He can cause new life to emerge and bloom from the cold, hard ground. He can bring to light and reveal hidden beauty when only darkness is to be found. He can take away what the enemy meant for harm and use it to create something for good for those who love Him. Trust Him and place our hopes and dreams in Him. Cry out to Him, call out for Him. Put your hopes and dreams in Him and allow Him to just deliver on His word. Allow Him to deliver on the promises He has spoken to us. Allow Him to give you the gift of His choosing, His perfect love. He longs to give you the gift of hope, future, and life to the fullest. Wow. God can rewrite your love story. That's a promise. Will you choose to believe it? That is the question. This truth and promise still applies today. Emergence reminds us that we were created to live in freedom, intimacy, and paradise with God. Happy endings aren't limited to fairy tales. Amen, amen, amen. That was a great, great story, guys. Great story. And when it's meant to be, and when it's for you, and when it's something that you put your complete trust that it's going to happen, in God's time, and I pray for all of us that we find healing in the times that we're being patient, healing from other traumas in our lives. I hope you guys enjoyed the story. I really loved the story, actually. Gonna look at that website and see if there's any more stories. I wouldn't mind reading her book, Emergence. But we're coming up on our hour, you guys. Does that go by so fast? It goes by so fast for me on this end of things. And don't forget, happy birthday on Sunday, baby. It's your special day. Happy birthday, and I love you. Also, on Monday, don't forget, guys, Portuguese Problems on the RTP Play app or on the channel, RTP channel. Check your local listings for the time, because I think it varies. The time varies. We've been enjoying those episodes and laughing so much with the Portuguese kids. Mike Rita, Taylor Amarant, all those guys deserve a shout out each and every time. There's tickets for sale for, I think it's called Improvistas. Like, it's like gonna, whose line is it anyway, type style show with some funny comedians and the Portuguese kids, with Taylor, Mike and Taylor and the Portuguese kids. And it's gonna be kind of off the cuff improvisation, and it's gonna be hilarious. You can get tickets. Just go to Taylor Amarant's Facebook. And he has all the information there. It's $25 a seat, which is such a great price for the show and the laughter that we're going to experience, right? With that, you guys, I'm praying for each and every one of you that God heals your life and touches your life in whatever way that He needs to. That He knows what we need and when we need it. If we can just trust and be patient and hopeful that it's coming. Something big is coming. Something better is coming. Something unimaginable is coming your way. Receive those blessings, guys. Receive them and thank God for them. For without thanking God, we got to give glory and honor to God for what he does for us in our lives. And I'm not a preacher. I'm not a minister. I'm not any of those things. I just am someone who knows what God has done for me, and I want to shout it from the rooftops anywhere I can. And I don't want to be too preachy. I don't want to come across as a preachy person, because my life is so unperfect in so many ways, and I have so much to work on in myself. But this podcast has really helped open my heart and receive things in a different way. When you guys tell me you listened and you enjoyed the episode and what your favorite part of the episode was, when you guys share that information with me, I am so beyond happy. You can't even imagine. I want to say God bless, good night, have a beautiful, beautiful weekend, you guys. Rest up, go to the, I think there's a Feste in Hillmar this weekend, Josh Freida, I think, is going to be there, Robert Leal's son, Rodrigo Leal, I believe. And they're going to have some group folkloric dancing, and it's the Vieira Foundation that puts it on. And I believe that's this weekend. So if you guys are in that area, go check it out. Please subscribe to all of our social medias at Palma Media. You can find me at Faith Ignited Podcast on Instagram, or at Nancy Burns on Facebook. With all that being said, again, this is Palma Talk. This is Faith Ignited saying good night. We'll see you next week. Mwah. Happy birthday, baby. I love all of you guys so much. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.